KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Checking sports, the Camp Cougars advanced to the Class 1A District 13 final with an 11-4 win over the Nottoway Valley Wolverines last night in Oneida. Cam bookended the ball game with stellar offensive innings. The Cougars scored 5 runs in the first and the sixth innings to secure that victory. Colby Nelson got the offense cooking with a double, and Lane Speaker drove him in with a double of his own to get the Cougars on the board. 3 of the next 4 batters would drive in runs as well, with Ben Tibkin reaching on a walk in between. Cade Tickner brought in 2 on a sacrifice fly that brought the 4th and 5th runs home. After the game, Tibkin said it was good to jump on the Wolverines early.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun to jump on them in the first, and then you could sit on that lead a little bit, but I think we sat on it a little bit long and then kind of picked it up there in the 6th, then really jumped on them to secure a win there.
The game was quiet in the middle with only 1 hit from the 2nd through the 4th innings. Nottoway Valley then got on the board with 3 runs in the 5th as Evan Forrest brought in 2 with a single before getting picked off trying for second base to end the inning. Cam answered with 1 run in the 5th before piling up 5 on 4 hits in the 6th inning. After an easy win in the first round, Cam head coach Dan Doherty said it wasn't difficult to get his team focused because they knew they would get a test from the Wolverines.
Well, we knew they were a good team, and we knew that they were confident they could come in here and beat us. So I think getting on top of them early was a big key to the game. So, you know, Lane pitched well. Cade come in and threw well, so We weren't perfect. We made some errors, so we got some things to clean up. But, you know, win in advance, that's what we're talking.
Lane Speaker got the win on the mound, going 5 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits with 5 strikeouts. Cade Tickner finished the game and had 2 Ks of his own. Cam improves to 14-2 on the season and moves on to the district final Saturday. Coach Doherty said they've talked about defending their home field.
Yeah, and we said, you know, we're going to hold serve here at our home field, so you know, we don't want anybody else playing for the district championship on our field, so you know, we got our shot, we just got to get it done.
Cam will face Bedford on Saturday in Oneida for the district title. We'll have that game here on KJAN with a pregame at 6:45 and the first pitch at 7 o'clock. Tibkin is part of a senior class that's won over 20 games the past 4 seasons and a state tournament appearance. He said they just need to keep it up and advance on.
They just got to come ready to go and just keep playing like this, playing good baseball.
Nottoway Valley played a fairly solid game outside of those 2 big innings for the Cougars, but their season ends with an 8-9 record. Bedford also advancing into that district title game with a 12-0 win over Stanton in District 13. Also in 1A play last night, it was St. Albert in District 14 advancing with a 16-2 win over Exira EHK. Sydney moved on with a 12-8 victory over East Mills. In District 15, Bowyer Valley edged Audubon 2-1. The tying run for the Wheelers thrown out at home plate trying to score on a wild pitch. Logan Magnolia, 6-4 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard to advance. Also in Class 2A play last night in District 15, Trainer beat Tri-Center 2-0. Clarinda over Shenandoah 4-0. In District 16, Kemper Catholic downing Underwood 9-4, while Missouri Valley beat East Sac County 6-5. In District 14, ACGC at Woodward Granger and Panorama versus Southeast Valley, also at Granger. Both were postponed to tonight. The Panorama Southeast Valley game will be first at 4:30, followed by the ACGC Woodward Granger contest. Also in regular season baseball last night, it was Denison topping Atlantic by a 9-5 final as Denison scored 3 runs in both the 2nd and 5th innings in picking up that victory. Harlan beat Abraham Lincoln 11-3, Fort Dodge 11-10 over Carroll, and Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Lewis Central by a 5-1 final. A playoff softball continues with play-in games in class, or with play in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A tonight. Looking at some of those area matchups in girls softball this evening, in Class 1A Region 2, Griswold is at Exira EHK, Glen Ralston is at Audubon, Westwood at Newell Fonda, West Harrison at Riverside. In Region 3, Stanton at Central Decatur, Fremont Mills at Lenox, Diagonal at Twin Cedars, and Lamoni plays at Wayne. In 2A play, in Region 1, Maple Valley is at Logan Magnolia, Trainer at St. Albert, Missouri Valley at Underwood, and AHSTW plays at West Monona. In Region 2, Madrid is at Earlham, Nottoway Valley at Mount Air, Panorama at Van Meter, and ACGC plays at Woodward Granger. In Class 3A play tonight in Region 2, Southeast Valley is at Humboldt, Greene County at Kemper Catholic, while Cherokee Washington plays at MOC Floyd Valley. And in 3A Region 3, Atlantic will be at home tonight to open up their run in the softball postseason. They'll host Clarinda this evening, and we'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. Chris on the air at 6:45, 7 o'clock is first pitch. here in Atlantic this evening. Also, Des Moines Christian is at Creston. Red Oak is at Shenandoah in Region Number 3. In Major League Baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have enjoyed a relatively quiet ramp-up to next week's opener of their abbreviated season. Their core players have continued to test negative for COVID-19 during their workouts at Busch Stadium ahead of next week's opener to their abbreviated campaign. They haven't had any injuries pop up that could dramatically alter their plans for the starting rotation or the lineup. And the few questions they did have during the spring, such as how they would cast their deep platoon of outfielders and how they would stack their bullpen, have largely been answered. A top Canadian government health official says a longer stretch of home games might help the Blue Jays to get approval to play in Toronto amid the pandemic. Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Howard Joe says back and forth travel from the U.S. where cases are surging is a major issue that could prevent the government from approving MLB to play in Canada. MLB requires an exemption to a requirement that anyone entering Canada for non-essential reasons must self-isolate for 14 days. The U.S.-Canada border remains closed to non-essential travel. The Blue Jays' home opener is scheduled for July 29th against Washington. About 10 Major League Baseball umpires have opted out this season, choosing not to work games in the shortened schedule because of concerns over the coronavirus. There are 76 full-time Major League Baseball umpires, and more than 20 of them are age 55 or over. Joe West and Jerry Davis are the oldest umps at 67. Umpires who are deemed at risk either for their age, health situation, or other issues and opt out will continue to get paid. Umps get their salaries over 12 months and have already been paid through April. Several people familiar with the conversations tell the Associated Press that the Baseball Players Association has discussed hiring noted sports lawyer Jeffrey Kessler to litigate a contemplated grievance against the clubs. The grievance would accuse Commissioner Rob Manfred and management of failing to act in good faith to complete the longest season economically feasible. A grievance has not yet been filed, and an agreement with Kessler has not been finalized. In other baseball news, Minnesota Twins center fielder Byron Buxton has a sprained left foot, but no structural damage. Further testing revealed the diagnosis Tuesday, a day after his injury in an intra-squad game at Target Field. The Twins said Buxton would be evaluated on a day-to-day basis. He got hurt tracking a fly ball and lost his balance. Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka is unsure whether he'll be able to take his first turn through the rotation as he recovers from a line drive off of his head. Tanaka was hit on the right side near the temple by Giancarlo Stanton's shot during batting practice on July 4th. While the 31-year-old right-hander says he has no concussion symptoms, he's not thrown off a mound since then. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Atlanta Braves have agreed to a one-year deal with free agent outfielder Yasiel Puig. The agreement helps the National League East champions address a depth problem in their outfield after Nick Markakis opted out over concerns over the coronavirus. Anthony Rizzo's back trouble flared up again after he took batting practice over the weekend, and the Chicago Cubs are sending the slugger for tests. Rizzo has been dealing with back tightness during summer camp, a recurring problem throughout his career. And the nation's junior colleges are moving nearly all of their fall sports to the spring, including the sport of football. That decision was made by the National Junior College Athletic Association. Tom McDonald is commissioner of the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference.
Would we like to play in the fall? Most definitely. But knowing where we're at in this COVID-19 and pandemic and just the landscape right now with all, across the whole country, it was unanimous to move to a January start, except for cross country and half marathon.
Iowa Western, Ellsworth, and Iowa Central are the three schools in the state that offer football. McDonald says cross country and half marathon will remain in the fall. The start of the season for sports like basketball and wrestling have been moved to January. Scott Strohmeyer is the football coach at National Power Iowa Western and feels the move to spring is the best option.
For junior college football, this is really the only option, and it tend to save programs, because I was really afraid if we didn't play or we started the season and had to suspend it, that there's some schools that would just say, well, we're not going to play football anymore.
Strohmeyer says being allowed fall practice and three scrimmages will help players who hope to be recruited by four-year schools.
My initial plans are I'm gonna play a game, you know, and it's gonna be us versus us. You know, we'll just split the team and allow some of these guys who have the option to leave academically. Can we get them enough film? That's the biggest thing, and get them enough film so people can evaluate them and then make their decisions.
Strohmeyer says while he would prefer to play in the fall, this does give them something to look forward to. That's Check of Sports this morning. Our sports update this hour brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.